But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about the airlines. It seems every week there's some new stories coming out about the airline industry canceling service. Is this a little bit of a proactive move on their part?
Well, it all started when Sunwing confirmed it would be canceling the remainder of the winter flights from Regina as of February 4th, though some flights like around the Family Day weekend would go forth. But this comes just weeks after a December announcement from the airline that it would be suspending flights out of the province until February 3rd. So this is definitely creating some chaos in the industry in the Saskatoon or Saskatchewan market for sure. And Sunwing is saying that their decision to cancel more of their winter program was necessary due to operational and business constraints that would prevent them from delivering the standards of service their customers in Regina expect. But then it continues onwards because Air Canada then suspended their flights from Calgary and Regina and Saskatoon airports, leaving Saskatchewan with only one airline to get them between the cities for the next several months. So this has created open letters to Air Canada's executive, Prime Minister Trudeau, from the business community, from the Chamber of Commerce, because it really does impact Saskatchewan and their economic growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And when you talk about Sunwing canceling flights out of Regina and Saskatoon, that's to their sun destinations. Like that's all of their flights.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. So that definitely is. They've even made schedule changes in Atlantic Canada, Northern Ontario. They've trimmed and consolidated their winter schedule, sun schedule out of Halifax, Fredericton, and Moncton, and canceled its winter sun program from Sudbury and North Bay. So it's not just affecting our neighbors to our, you know, to the east, but they're also, well, further east it goes on. And, after the 2 years of COVID, people want to travel. And it's not helping the situation for availability and inventory. And not only that, it also brings to light that with WestJet being the carrier that's, you know, operating more flights and more availability, it's going to increase the fares. People are going to see higher costs in their air travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And we'll get to Air Canada in a second. But just with Sunwing, I go back to my point of it's not of a lack of customers wanting to fly. It's the fact that they can't provide the service.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're wanting to play devil's advocate and say, well, is it better to not offer those flights than to take the chance that it's going to be canceled? Like, what would you rather have, right?
I think I would like certainty.
Yeah. So at least you're certain, whether you like it or not, living in Saskatchewan, that you're not going to get a Sunwing flight to a sun destination.
That's right. And then you can plan your travel accordingly.
Yeah. And at least, you know, the price and this goes again to, let's talk about Air Canada now and their canceling of flights. I don't want to use the canceling. They're just eliminating scheduled flights out of Regina and Saskatoon to Calgary, right?
That's right. That's exactly what they're doing. And that brings to light that the Chamber of Commerce has submitted a request to Canada's Competition Bureau, calling it to investigate the possibility that Air Canada's decision or challenges Air Canada's decision to terminate service. Because, again, that is it collusion between the airlines? We don't know. Like, that's what they're saying. Like, is it, you know, is it trying to take out service from this area and the competition? And, again, affecting airfares. So there's a lot of aspects that people are looking at with regards to how it impacts this province? Because it, you know, for businesses, not only is it a domestic thing going to the sun, but it's also around the world. Like it's what it's doing. It disregards a growing demand. Eliminate a route that they say, you know, has been profitable for over 30 years. And why are you doing it? Is it again, back to service levels and people able to accommodate, you know, within the airline?
I would guess that's probably it. They can't service it. And it's one thing for Sunwing to say, hey, we're not flying to sun destinations out of Winnipeg, because Sunwing's more of a chartered service. It's totally different when Air Canada says that we're not flying out of Saskatoon and Regina to Calgary. That's domestic service that kind of, like, we don't have a lot of competition, and that's the problem. So WestJet has stepped up and said, hey, we'll offer it for a price. Like you say, it's going to cost more. So you're kind of left in the lurch here. We don't have the competition to allow more carriers to do that. Now, that being said, who knows, maybe Porter, they're offering new services out west. Maybe they'll offer domestic flights if it's viable, that sort of thing. But it's just it's a disturbing trend to say if they're going to do it there, what's to say Air Canada will, or WestJet or both, will do it anywhere?
Right. And I believe there should be a mandate to say that we have lots of communities that are, you know, not close to a hub, that we need that regional service so that Canadians are connected and connected throughout the country. One point that I noticed is that one of the startup airlines, Flair, they announced a new direct service Calgary to Saskatoon, but it's not going to start till May 9th.
Yeah.
And, you know, what brings to point is that we're seeing a lot of new startups, and instead of maybe looking, you know, into the US or Sun or Europe or wherever, they should kind of, maybe they can, you know, take some, a practice of going domestically within our country and maybe take advantage of these profitable routes where there is a demand.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now, you mentioned the word hub, and an interesting story again that popped up is with WestJet using Calgary as a hub for their international flights. I kind of get this. It kind of streamlines the process. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't help you if you live in Vancouver or Edmonton, or, well, now Saskatchewan, that you're going to have to fly into Calgary. But, I mean, there's hubs all over the U.S. That airlines use. It just kind of makes sense to me.
Absolutely. You know, speaking from a person that lives and works from Calgary, I like this. As a traveler, it's a great opportunity to go explore the world in different areas. And yes, it does create, again, more planning for the traveler, for your travel agent, to get you to these hubs, to get you on your way. But it's a good idea. Like, let's streamline it so that potentially you have more places to go.
Exactly. And I mean, out west, we're used to, like, Toronto is a major hub. And if you're flying to Europe or anywhere else in the world, chances are you're going to fly through Toronto, unless it's a direct flight out of Calgary now. So,
right. Whatever. That's it. Exactly. And it is a necessity to look at these domestic routes and the connectors. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning about, alluding to the open skies type agreement, which allows a number of carriers to operate both direct and indirect services between Canada and another country. So I think, and the country was always against this domestically because they didn't want to lose Canadian business. Yeah. But there is no business because it's been taken.
Well, and they're not offering the service now. So, yeah, like I don't understand that. I think the bigger picture here is that the government has to step in, change the rules to allow foreign carriers to fly domestically. And, you know, an example would be Lufthansa, for example, flying from Germany into Toronto, but also being able to fly Toronto to Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, if they want. wanted to, mm-hmm. or an American carrier offering domestic service, just to open up the competition, because I think that's what we need more of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of the challenges that we've seen with service delivery by the airline industry really does fall back to lack of workforce. So and it's reflective in, you know, workforce at the airports. So mm-hmm. it's a ripple effect. And until they get their workforce back up to pre-pandemic levels, I think we're going to continue to see changes and streamlines within the industry mm-hmm. to make it as effective as possible.
I would agree. I think that's kind of a trend we're going to see until they get their full force back up. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Oneta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Oneta Forbes. OnetaForbes.com is her website. It's always great to chat, Oneta. Thank you.
You take care. Have a good week.